25 minutes before the hour, it's the Monday before Thanksgiving, Monday, November 20th. John Harper, Glenn Leverins, Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Sister Bridget Haas from Spirit and Life Radio stops by today. Plus, we have a fresh Glenn Story Corner coming up, and we get ready for Thanksgiving this morning with fair warning, guys. It's a conversation we started last week. What is your role on Thanksgiving? And we're not talking about the Parker House role that you're going to eat at the Thanksgiving table. We are talking about helping out with the entire day and perhaps your turn to do the dishes. Thanksgiving and family and guys, where we need to spend more time in the kitchen. That's where Tommy Tai is going to be. He is the Catholic hipster joining us live from San Francisco this morning. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Tell you right up front, disclaimers, mention this, I don't know, it's just some quirk of the personality, cutting grass, vacuuming, doing dishes, love doing all three, shoveling snow, or using the snowblower because it is instant gratification. You see the fruits of your labor right there and then.
That's definitely true. My mother-in-law always used to say that her favorite thing to do is to pull weeds because you pull them and they're gone and she can feel like there's no other backlog of work to do. So there's something to a task that has an end, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I need to do the same thing in an examination of conscience, I think, as well, is to pull some of those weeds as your mother-in-law did. So, you know, we don't take the same ones into the confessional all the time. Have you spent time in the kitchen? Now, what's going to be the routine in your house at Thanksgiving?
Well, sure. So we go over to my wife's family's house because she's one of seven. And so we go over and pack that house. Even if it's just family, there's like 25 people there. So plenty of people to help out. But of course, for whatever reason, it is, you know, the norm of where like the guys don't go into the kitchen for some time. But because the food is so delicious and everything, we make sure to try and get up and do the dishes out of like honor and appreciation for the fantastic food that we just ate. So
sure, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what makes it more of a family experience as well. Tommy Tai, explain what your day job is because you're a mental health professional and that fits into some of our conversation here.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a marriage and family therapist, so mostly I've worked with people who have chronic and persistent mental illness over the past 10, 15 years. But yeah, just doing marriage and family therapy, some couples therapy, and some work for people who are just trying to make sense of the world and kind of move through the day.
Maybe do some of the questions that are up on your Twitter page as well. This is from Alexis, who wants to know how to best actually celebrate, with an emphasis on celebration, when it's just me and my parents, and she is very true to her faith. Her parents are anti-Catholic and don't understand the depression of a road trip over the weekend and inserting yourself in an uncomfortable situation. What do you do?
Boy, isn't that tough? I mean, a lot of people are kind of faced with that, especially people who've converted to the faith as they've grown up, that their families don't get their Catholic faith and can even be hostile towards it. And that can make for a very awkward Thanksgiving dinner, to be sure, especially if you're spending the weekend and you're talking about trying to get to Mass on Sunday and nobody wants to help you get there or do anything to kind of make it easier on you to get there. You know, it's so hard. We have to take these moments to evangelize, obviously, to kind of share the joy and the hope that's within us and maybe explain if it's going to be helpful. But we also have to think about what's the goal and what are we going to be able to reasonably expect out of a conversation. I've noticed that sometimes, like, I'll try to force a conversation to explain my love of the faith or some teaching that somebody might be complaining about or questioning. And sometimes it just doesn't work out because the person's not open to it. And I think we have to kind of invite the Holy Spirit into our heart to discern if we should address something or if maybe it's best just to kind of take one for the team and let it go for the sake of having kind of a happy Thanksgiving, if you can call it that, if you're keeping your mouth shut.
Tommy, we've got a question here from an anonymous radio announcer in Minnesota whose extended family is asking him to bring the soda pop to Thanksgiving gathering.
And it's not the same one who plays
kind
the accordion.
Of commentary. I wouldn't know. Some kind of commentary on the cooking. I wonder how to handle that. No, I think they're dissing our cooking that we're just asked to bring. Oh, oops, I just identified that anonymous announcer. No, we're asked to bring the soda. But
Carry on with
your conversation.
if you get asked to bring soda, that might send a message, but everything that gets brought to the dinner is important, right? We all contribute something.
There we go. I feel better now.
We all have gifts.
And make sure it's carbonated when you bring it. There's nothing worse than flat soda at a party. Otherwise, you'll be banned totally, Glenn.
Oh, goodness, yes. But everyone contributing in their own special way. And you know, appreciating, even if you're just bringing soda, you know, do it for the Lord and do it with joy in your heart so that you can still feel like it's a part of a family affair, right?
Talk a little bit about Tommy Tai as we prepare ourselves for Thanksgiving, and also talking about guys pitching in to do the dishes or to do some things, how we can use just some of those fun tasks that are around the preparation or the cleanup of Thanksgiving to make it a true family event and maybe diffuse some of the feelings that we have if there's somebody there that we really don't want to see.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a time to like take a step back during these holiday seasons and sort of embrace the love that God wants us to have for each other and really focus on that. You know, it's so hard to see some family members who go through their life so angry at somebody for something that happened so many years ago and kind of carry it through all the time and have this bitterness in their heart. And it doesn't feel good for anybody. It doesn't feel good for the person holding it or the person kind of getting it directed at them, obviously. So I think it's an opportunity to sort of set that all aside, maybe spend more time just talking about the good memories that you've had together as a family. Or, you know, if the time strikes, it's okay to like step aside with the one person that you might need to work on something with and work it out so that you can have a peaceful holiday if it's possible.
Tommy Tai, the Catholic hipster this morning. It's 19 before the hour. Morning air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We're talking about preparing for Thanksgiving and guys doing the dishes and carrying our share of the weight on Thanksgiving as well. And we're answering a lot of questions that Tommy has up on his Twitter page. And this is from Father Harrison in Canada. We, Tommy, have many listeners in Canada who wants to know, well, you know, Canadian Thanksgiving is in the middle of October. What do I do if I'm Canadian and I've already celebrated Thanksgiving?
That's right. He lives in British Columbia, so it's just a short drive down across the border. I say, come on down. I'm sure you've got friends in Seattle, Father Harrison, that you can come enjoy another turkey with. I mean, if you got to get the best of both worlds, I'd say.
Yeah, there it is. On a serious note, because we have talked about this before, you're the husband and the father of three, but you lost a child at birth. He was alive for just a matter of hours, who really impacted you, your wife, and your children as well. What does that do to impact your Thanksgiving, and how do you look at Thanksgiving and Christmas differently because of that experience?
Yeah, most definitely. So that was about 18 months ago that happened. And I think, you know, in the beginning, it really was difficult to come, to get closer to holidays because you kind of felt like something's missing, obviously. I mean, even when Halloween came around this year, it was like thinking about how we should have been dressing up four kids instead of three and just how hard that hits you. But I think a couple things. One is that it really brought about the importance of kind of living our life and realizing that our time here is very short. Obviously, his time was very short, but it was a reminder of for us to, you know, you can't waste time. Like I was mentioning before, you can't go through another holiday season being angry at somebody for something you can resolve. You know, it's the time that we have here is moving every day. We're getting closer. We don't even know how close we're getting to the end. And it's time to sort of, you know, bury the hatchet and just get on board with what Jesus wants us to do with our family.
How do you communicate that to your children, Tommy?
Boy, well, we talk about forgiveness a lot. I mean, when you've got three kids under seven here in the house, and there's something to ask forgiveness for every single day, that's for sure. So when we do our nighttime prayers, that's one of the things that we touch on. You know, we ask them to say, please, God, thank you, God, I'm sorry, God, and I love you, God, and attach something from the day to that. Mm-hmm. So we really work on, you know, apologizing and also forgiving our family members even when they don't apologize, because it frees us. And I think even for, you know, I see ourselves and our kids so much where, like, you get bitter and angry as an adult and hold on to things. And you can see kids doing that, but they're more willing to forgive when you tell them it's the best thing to do. And then you can instantly see, like, the friendship building back between the siblings just from that simple act of forgiveness. I think we have a lot to learn from them.
Yeah, is that the biggest hurdle that you see with patients in your therapy practice, is they just can't forgive, can't say those two words, I'm sorry?
Oh, most definitely. Or, you know, people feel guilty about things and then don't feel that they're worthy of forgiveness. Or when you've been traumatized over and over and over again by a person or by a group of people, it's a very, very hard thing to forgive. It's a vulnerable thing. And there's a part of everyone, I think, who feels like they have to not forgive as a way of like punishing that other person. But it's so clear that when we don't forgive people, no matter what they've done and how hard it is, and it can be so hard, it's almost impossible, But when we don't forgive people, it's really just kind of eating us up on the inside.
Yeah. How do you communicate that to a patient, that the person who is being affected the most is yourself if you can't forgive and forget?
Yeah, one of the best things that I like to do is to use myself and my own experiences as an example, because I think when people come into therapy, the first thing they think is there's this power dynamic between a therapist and a person seeking therapy. Like, oh, this therapist must have everything all figured out and everything's so perfect in their life. That's why they come to work to tell people how to pull their lives together, which couldn't be further from the truth, obviously. We might have even more problems just because we overthink things too much. But using examples like concrete things about my own life where I've kind of held on to grudges and the impact that that's had on me and my ability to kind of function in my day-to-day life and my relationships, and then just kind of showing them how, you know, little things that are happening in their life could be an example of this unresolved injury or lack of forgiveness, to kind of help guide them along the way a little bit.
What's Thanksgiving going to be like in the Tommy Tai household?
Boy, it's going to be crazy. Like I said, my wife is one of seven, so there's like 13 or 14 grandkids running around, and they're pretty much all boys. There's one girl that'll be there because I don't know why, but God has blessed this family with tons and tons of boys. So it's loud, it's rough, but it's a whole lot of fun. For me, growing up as an only child, I had to like play with a toy and put the toy back immediately before I could take something else out.
Right.
So I think that God putting me in this environment where that's impossible and everything is absolutely ludicrous and crazy is helping me to grow. And I really appreciate it, but it's good fun.
Boy, what are the odds of this, Glenn? You're an only child. I'm an only child. Tommy's an only child.
Here we go.
We're talking about this. Look at this.
This is a unique Catholic
ratio. I'll be fighting over that wishbone from the turkey.
Yeah, definitely. We were also talking on Friday morning about if you're an adult child and your parents are still alive, how when you get together, whether you have siblings or not, you immediately revert back to who you were as a child, right?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. I mean, I even when I go over to my in-laws' house, I revert back to just being one of the kids. It's so easy. And there's something comforting about it, even though maybe it's not the best way to behave.
Yeah.
There's something comforting about just falling right back into that role that you're so familiar with, right?
I sat at the kids' table until 1998. So, you know, old habits die hard. Tommy Tai this morning, the Catholic Hipster, online at CatholicHipster.com with some tips to not only survive the holidays, but also a little wake-up call, a little nudge for us guys to participate in the activities as well, especially in the cleanup on Thanksgiving. Tommy, happy Thanksgiving. Hugs to the kids.
Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful holiday.